At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Afternoon, Marie.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. I think this time last week and the last few weeks, the weather's been unbelievably bad. And then suddenly you got weirdly spring-like.
Oh, my God. I can't get over it. I really can't. And I actually went out for a walk with a coat on and I came back after 5 minutes and took the coat off and put on a sleeveless jacket. There was no need for a coat. And then, like the swallow coming in the springtime, I saw my first man in shorts. Now, I know they're common enough in the supermarkets and the shopping centres in Dublin, but they're not common on the roads West Limerick, I can assure you, at this time of the year. So anyway, I was saying now, if that isn't the sign of spring, and I also saw my first cut lawn. So the grass, the all you people out there with the lawnmowers, you better get them serviced because the grass is growing. And what else did I see now? Yes, the very first cows out for a couple of hours grazing.
Right.
So
yeah.
They're like alternative notes that instead of maybe the calendar spring, the actual spring has arrived. Men in shorts, lawnmowers and cows out to graze. So
yeah.
Anyone bet that? Or top that list, I'd love to hear from them.
That's the big indicators, all right. Now,
yes.
let's talk about Brexit and how well it's going.
Oh, wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
You know what, Sean? I have the height of sympathy, and the whole country should have, for people, say, in the horticulture business, who are exporting to Europe, and there's a lot of them doing that, who are exporting maybe vegetables such as mushrooms. They have 33% of the British market. And they're reliant on peat because, by golly, are those people getting an awful doing at the moment. The first one is Brexit. And this applies to anyone that's kind of selling, like an awful lot of people are selling food out of Ireland. They're exporting fresh product and it's getting on the shelves very quickly. But we know there's been all these delays going down through the spine of England and, you know, going across the usual routes. And these are trade routes that have been in operation smoothly and seamlessly for years. And now the whole thing is up in a heap. And instead of going the land bridge route, a lot of hauliers have decided to try and go direct to the EU. And you see that with the extra ferries that are going out of Rosslare now the whole time. But they're saying that it's costing €1,000 per lorry when compared to, you know, this extra thing of going through the, going across, you know, from Rosslare across to France or over to Ostend, is taking an extra €1,000 a lorry to do it. It's costing more, it's taking longer to get the product to reach to the shelves, and the fact that the lorries are away longer, that all has to be adjusted into the algorithm, you know, when you're sending out all of these lorries. There's no backload in the lorry coming back either. That's another problem, it seems, in a lot of cases. And it's costing about €500 to run an empty lorry back to Ireland. And you could say, well, why don't they leave the lorries over there and they pick up a backload eventually? But there's such a demand for exports and lorries in this country that the lorries are needed to get back, to get more stuff back out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for the whole thing to be streamlined, the hauliers, and I wouldn't blame them. Because you could have like 6 different declarations per load in one lorry that you have to go through, and every one of them have to go through individually. And this is the paperwork that was supposed to be avoided. These were the costs that were not supposed to happen because of Brexit. And because it's just the whole route down to the UK is causing so much trouble, you know, they are trying to find alternatives, but the costs are there. And those costs will be on the goods that we import into the country and on the goods that we export. And on something like, you know, mushrooms, which are extremely price sensitive, you know, you need to have to be able to have your outlets and know exactly when you're going to arrive at an outlet, you know, for things to run smoothly.
God, that sounds like a total disaster.
Yeah, well, it's €1,000 per lorry. Now, this is the Road Hauliers Association, Eugene Drennan. And that's what a direct sailing to Europe is costing per lorry when compared to the UK land bridge. And they'd go the land bridge route if they could guarantee they could get down through it. But the delays have meant that's been very, very difficult. And I mean, we're not even, well, we're kind of maybe hopefully out of the worst of the weather. But, you know, going that Rosslare route as well probably is subject to more delays because of inclement weather at different times of the year as well. So that's one of the problems that's facing, say, the horticulture sector in particular. And the food sector generally.
Yeah, and you also mentioned peat production.
The whole peat thing, talk about the closing the horse's door once, or closing the stable door once the horse is bolted. The peat production is ceasing. I think it either has or it's about to cease. But there was a meeting today or during the week of the Oireachtas Agricultural Committee, and they had a deputation in from the horticulture sector. And they were basically told that the supplies of peat will run out by August. Now, I'm planting a few gooseberries and blackberries here, and I was talking to a couple of different garden centres, and they are all telling me the same thing, that they don't know where the peat is going to come from after. Well, they do know where it's coming from. It's possibly coming from, it's already coming from Scotland and probably further afield. But it's a huge concern, because how can you tell a whole industry that the main raw material that they have is gone come the 1st of August? And now the Oireachtas Committee have promised that they'll set up a commission, or they'll commission Chagas to conduct research trials into alternatives to peat. But if it's going to run out and you have to import it from Poland or Scotland or somewhere by August, that really seems like as if it's a very late in the day. They're really anxious to try and see can they come back to doing some sort of peat. And they recognise the whole issues of climate change, but they're saying that for the horticulture sector, it's only about 1.5% of the current harvesting area is needed to supply the growers. 1.5%. And they think there should be room for that, because the alternative is either see what this commission, the Chagas, are going to look after, what they'll come up with and when they'll come up with it, or else import it from the likes of Poland or Scotland, which doesn't seem to make any sense either.
And there's no alternative to peat?
There's possibly alternatives if you're a cottage gardener and you go out and you pay that much more for it. But if you're a commercial grower, like say the mushroom people that supply 33% of the product to the UK market, well then there's nothing going to kind of jump off the shelf at you for to fill that void if this stuff is going to run out by August.
Now, another bit of, I suppose this is something you've spoken about before, black grass. What is that?
Yeah, now it's not this grass, this Niger grass that you get and put in your garden and it looks lovely against a bit of gravel. It's not that. This is an absolute zero tolerance weed that has, put it like this. We've had it for years. We've had it for years and years, and it never really caused much trouble. And we have imported from the UK in the last 5 years a particularly virulent strain that seems to be resistant to all herbicides. And it infects cereal crops. And the thing about it is, if you walk the cereal crop when it just comes up out of the ground, you won't see it. If you walk the crop at a foot high, when the cereal is a foot high, you won't be able to see it. And when you do see it, and be able to identify that your crop of tillage or your cereal crop has this grass, it'll be too late, because it'll already have shed its seed. So Chagas is after and saying that this year in 2020, well, last year, there was 145% increase in the number of cases of the tillage fields that have been affected by it. And I was talking to Stephen Robb, the tillage reporter in the journal, Farmers Journal, this morning. And he said, basically, when it appears in a field, it's dead. The field is gone. It's a complete killer. You can only do, there's zero tolerance. And all you can do with it is cut it out, bale it up and destroy it, and put that field into grass production for at least 5 years. So that is the only way to deal with it. Now, at the minute, they have notified that in North Dublin, there's 20 cases of it, in Cork 18, and then followed by cases in Kildare, Meath and Tipperary. And you know, there last week or 2 weeks ago, there was that whole problem with the protocol, and they were given out about the tractors and the farm machinery having to be washed and turned back because there was clay on it. And people were making a right laugh that, you know, what was the problem here? Like, you know, it's got so strict now, they're turning back lorries or tractors or tillage equipment with you know, clay on them. But in actual fact, a lot of this has come into Ireland on foot of machinery, imported farm machinery. And so, you know, it's really important that these psychosanitary rules are kept. And they now apply to all machinery coming in from England. But the other source of this bloody thing is a straw. And straw doesn't face the same controls. So I think the sector wants to follow that up. But what they're also trying to do is they're setting up, Stephen is setting up a kind of a focus with Chagas. And they want anyone to get involved who has a concern about this. And they want to get it out on social media. Because we really have to stop this. We grow little enough cereal in the country for it to be affected by this. And if people are interested, it's #blackgrass21. #blackgrass21. So that's it. That's this new issue. And again, you know, it's to control it now. But the only way of literally controlling it is to burn it, or is to bale it, cut it, bale it, and burn it. And then turn the field over to grass production for the next 5 years.
Can it appear anywhere, Mairead? Could it appear in someone's back garden?
No, it's a cereal crop. It grows in cereals and it comes in via cereals. So you could say, like, that trailer that you imported from England there before Brexit rules, you know, hit down on everything. That trailer that, you know, hadn't been power hosed out, and there's seeds of it kind of stuck up under the, you know, the wheels, or, you know, different parts of it. And then they just go into another field and they drop them, and go into another field and they drop them. And it's very invasive and it's really vigorous. But the thing about it is, the main thing about it is that field is dead for 5 years, can only grow grass, you can't grow cereals again. And it's basically a tillage farm killer. And that's how serious it is.
Right.
And the figures that I said there, the fact that they're up from 40, 98 cases identified in 2020, up from 40 in 2019. Now, the actual number is likely to be way more than that. Now, tillage farmers are on the lookout for it, but, you know, there's more than what's recorded there, because not all of it is being caught. And it's a real warning to tillage farmers. And the bloody problem with it is that you can't identify it until it's, like, literally has shed its seeds and the whole thing has to start again.
Mairead, thanks a million. As ever, Mairead Lavery there down in Limerick. You are listening to the Moncrief Show in News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. Chasing Storms.
Moncrief on News Talk.